Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss the effects of having and protecting an employee who has a bad attitude. Mm-mm. We're going to start with a question from an office manager who experiences a backlash when she tries to manage an employee with a negative attitude. Mm-mm. During the second part of our podcast, we'll consider how it may affect your staff if you're a manager or a business owner who protects an employee who's good at their job but has a bad attitude.
Bad attitude. You know, this is an example where one toxic person can really spoil the experience for many people at work. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I work in a small, privately owned company as the office manager. One of my responsibilities is HR, and I recently had to correct one of the employees for a mistake they made. The employee did not like my feedback and retaliated by spreading a firestorm of rumors about me. I spoke with my boss about it. He wants me to back off and avoid any conflict with this person. This toxic person has been with the company for 16 years, and in the same amount of time, the company has gone through 4 office managers. I believe there is a problem starting at the top. Needless to say, I am actively looking for something new, but I do enjoy the actual work, and I'm good at it, so it's frustrating. Is there anything else I can do?
Yeah, I mean, we see this all the time.
We certainly do.
Yeah, many times there's somebody in the company who's a really good worker.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They are the best at it.
Or who has some goods on the boss.
That too could be happening. But we've seen where somebody very, very valuable to the company, but is a problem in the morale of the organization. Sure. But they keep that person for their work ethic and their work product over the morale.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I personally don't like that. I think you can train other people to be very good at what they do. Or I think if you're going to protect a person like this, then you better protect the rest of the staff by making sure that you get this person some help or that you yourself, the business owner or the manager, put a lot of work into this person.
Yeah.
So that's her problem. That's what she's dealing with.
Right. Well, I thought the fact that this person says the problem the problem starts at the top is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the boss is telling you to back away from dealing with this person or holding them accountable, then you really don't have any power.
Sacred cow.
Wait, what did you say?
Sacred cow.
It is a sacred cow. It's
16
true.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's a couple things you could do. I think you could go to the boss or whoever this person is.
Yes.
And talk to them and just say, you know, I hear you. I understand you want to protect this person. So in order to protect this person, we have to protect everyone else. So, you know, is there any kind of counseling we can get this person or is there... You know, are you willing to talk to them? I'm just wondering if there's something we could do here in combination with just protecting them. Maybe there's something else we can do.
Yeah.
Or maybe go to that person yourself and try to improve the relationship. You're laughing. Catherine doesn't like that idea.
After the rumors I heard about, all the rumors you spread about me.
Well, no, I think the thing that's interesting about this, because I'm thinking very specifically about an organization where we dealt with someone like this, and you named it that person... has shed crocodile tears. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I don't remember who the person was.
Well, but a real manipulator. And I think typically...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think typically these individuals are not... Like, they think they've got a good situation, and they're not really going to change their ways, typically. Mm-hmm. And now, I agree with you that you could say something.
Well, I think there's something mentally wrong with this person. I mean, they may have a really good work ethic, but there's something emotionally wrong with them that they have this kind of need for control.
Right.
Yeah, well, and also vindictive. Because this all started when this person got feedback that
they didn't like, they didn't want.
Yeah. So anyway, I think, yeah, you could certainly talk with them. The other thing that I would suggest, which is, I think, hard to do, but if you can detach, I mean, I think one of the things that happens in this situation is you tend to take that person's behavior very personally. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, rumors about you, you could, if you had, you know, if things can roll off your back, you could just say, okay, those are the rumors, and on we go.
I mean, coming out of the mouth of this person, I don't know that it really matters.
Exactly, Kathy. Mm. Exactly.
But it might. I mean, people might give this person power. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if they've already gotten rid of four people before you, they don't think they can't get rid of you.
That's right.
They think they can. So I think you could, maybe not everybody, but I could. I would go to this person and mm-hmm. say, I'm not going.
It's almost like a test.
Like, let's work it out. Right. You and I can work this out. I mean, this is not that, you know, difficult. Mm-hmm. I would try. Not everybody else feels it's worth it. And mm-hmm. you can go get another job. That would always be another solution, and know that you're number five. I would try to figure something out here.
Well, I think that going to the person and basically calling their bluff, what you're saying about saying, I'm not going, would be a really interesting conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they might double down and get really bad. I don't know. So it may not work, but it's worth a try if you're going anyway.
Please write to us if you do it.
Yeah, we want to know.
I want to know what their reaction is.
We want to know what happened. But I think, you know, you have to look at all sides of it. You can't just go, okay, I don't like what's happening here, so I'm going to go run. Uh-huh. You know, maybe there is something else you can do. I mean, maybe it's not just you. Maybe this person has set up other people. And
well, that would be the other thing. There's always power in numbers.
Right. So if there's a couple of you that can go to this person and say, look, we really like your work ethic. We want to get along. There's no need for this. You know, we don't have to be best friends. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to buy each other birthday presents. But on given a day's work, you know, let us all do our jobs and stay out of each other's hair. Something like, I don't know. But something, I think it's worth a try to appeal to this person, and or the boss.
Well, I was thinking the numbers would go to the boss, but you
I don't think the boss is going to do anything.
This is the problem. I mean, the bottom line to me, I would be more of the, it is what it is. It's not going to change.
So just get another job.
Yeah, because chances are those four previous office managers may have tried quite a variety of things. I don't know. And it would be, actually, what I would love to do is find out what happened to those previous office managers if I were in this position, just to sort of see what the course has been.
I find these people very clever, and so they may be different stories, like how they got rid of them.
Right. Well, that's what I would like to know. Like, what are the various tactics as this person knows how
to do? Of course, we're fascinated by that, because we like this kind of stuff. But if you're in it.
I wonder what they did.
Yeah. No, well, this is the other thing. If you're in it, the other thing that, so I'm going to just say from a self-care perspective, if this person is ruling the roost, so to speak, even before and after you've staged your interventions, you probably need to do a good amount of what we would normally call unhooking after work, right? Like you probably need to exercise, you probably need to eat well and get good sleep, just to deal with the environment that is created when one person holds a department hostage. So I would recommend that.
All right, let's just move on to the other side of it. How does it affect your staff if you're the manager or the business owner and you protect an employee who's good at their job but has a bad attitude? How do you think? So now we're just talking to the people who are managing and above. Do you really think that works? I mean, do you really think that that's a smart thing to do? Because we have had these as clients, and they got a lot of reasons why it's okay.
Yes.
They have a lot of reasons why it's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, usually that kind of a boss is conflict averse, I think.
I agree.
And also sees that the negative person as you said before, irreplaceable, and someone who's got their back. So those elements, I mean, I think if you're...
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And to your point, Kathy, how does it affect the staff? I think the staff, if they don't feel protected, and you used that word earlier, then they have no allegiance.
No. No. So it really creates, I think, a very negative morale mm-hmm. and a toxic environment. Mm-hmm. And you're not really doing anybody any favors.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're that fabulous, I would have them work remotely or the night shift or, you know.
Send smoke signals or
in their own office, another building.
Another country.
Where you protected the rest of the staff from this kind of toxic person. And also, if you were to really lay down the law with this person and say, I like you and I like your work ethic, I'll give you a good reference, but you can't behave that way here. Like, if you were mm-hmm. to really do that, you would be helping this person.
Yeah.
Call them on the carpet every time, because they're going to revert back. They revert back.
The other piece I would say is that I think that one of the gifts of often this kind of person is that they convince you.
Yeah.
That you can't do without them.
That's right.
So one, an important thing if you are a manager or a business owner who has someone like this is to really get clear that they are not the only show in town.
I would hire somebody younger who could observe and maybe learn from them and then get them out. You know, protect yourself, train other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because nobody's really, except for the person who originated the company, maybe, everybody is replaceable. Mm-hmm. And I think what'll happen when you replace that person and you let them know, this is what I expect out of you.
Yeah.
You know, you'll wonder why you took so long.
Right. Mm. Well, the other thing is that complaints will come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, you'll find out how bad they really were.
That's right.
And how many opportunities they killed for you.
Which is another thing that I think managers or business owners convince themselves. They just say it's not that bad.
Yeah.
They minimize.
Well, they may be
yes,
immune.
Yes, minimize. Very good.
They may not see it very often because they're not.
Or they have strong. I've met a number of business owners who are like, they're just really good at blanking out mm-hmm. anything that is negative, and so they don't have like a pain. They don't have to tolerate that kind of thing. They don't really absorb it the same way other people do.
Yeah.
So,
but you're hurting yourself. You're hurting your company, the morale, and the you're hurting your company by keeping someone like that around. You're not really doing yourself as big a favor as you think.
Right.
Okay, so
there you go. For that.
In case you were wondering.
It's not good news.
It's not good news, but I like the tactic of hiring someone junior and training them to do the work.
Everyone's replaceable. So, mm-hmm. I mean, look, they could get hit by a truck tomorrow and then they'd be gone. So what would you do then? So,
which has happened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be sure that you're finding that replacement and making sure that there's, you know, somebody else is going to take over that role. But not the bad attitude part.
You know, the other thing, because now I'm thinking of another person of this ilk, is that you may be afraid of them.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Right. That's right.
As the business owner or the manager.
You're afraid of them in what way?
That they're going to hurt you somehow mm-hmm. or that they're going to retaliate at you if you ever call them on
something. Or the business.
Yeah.
Terrible business.
Yep.
I mean, I've heard this in this one company where nobody holds the mission more than them. They are, three companies just came to mind that have somebody like this.
Yeah, cultish.
Nobody, you know, loves this organization more than them. This is their life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no way I could get rid of them.
That's
guess what?
All bad signs, really.
It's not their life.
Yeah, and it's not.
The longer you let that go, the more it is their life.
Yeah.
So, so that's a hard one. That's tough. So you've been manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it for this podcast. Did you want to say more, Catherine?
No.
Oh, she changed her mind.
Right. Well, I was just going to say, I think this is a tough situation on both sides. And so to do anything, whether you're the employee experiencing a toxic person or the manager who feels you can't lose a toxic person, it's important to get support because it's very hard to deal with on your own.
Yeah.
Especially because I think these people do provoke and generate a lot of fear in others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
And you don't start with firing. You start with trying to discipline that person, letting them know the gig is up. Like, you know, we love your work here. We don't like the way you're behaving. And that has to change now. That doesn't mean you're going to lose your job. It just means you've got to work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and you're going to have to get over the fear of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, and you must, tweet us at AskK2. Also follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word, MyCrazyOffice. At 228-28.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.